cabinets and drawers, selecting items to trash or donate based on frequency of use. Wondering whether you should keep that extra set of dishes you never use? Toss them. If you have to wonder, you don't use them enough to keep them. Our goal here? Minimize the choices you have to make at mealtime. There is beauty in having one high-quality set of pure white dishes, having only one of every must-have gadget. You don't need two vegetable peelers, and having kids' plates that match. I don't know about you, but my little ones tend to fight over who gets which plate. Not sure if you need all those cookbooks? Choose the three you love most and get rid of the rest. Consider creating a recipe binder with family favorite recipes. Mine includes my family's must-have list for food staples and kitchen supplies. Anything else you choose to keep is extra. Be sure to keep extras to a minimum to save time and space in the kitchen. Meal planning that works. Once your kitchen space is fully decluttered, it's time to create a meal planning routine that works for you. There is a trick to routines. They will help you only if you use them routinely. At first, a new approach may feel a little odd and forced, but stick with it. Get in the habit of meal planning, and soon it will become a regular part of your life. To begin, select a day of the week to plan your meals and grocery shop. I do this on Sundays so I can be ready for the week ahead. In the morning with my coffee, I set out my planner and our meal planning sheets. Get yours at emilylay.com/freeprintables. My husband and I check which nights either of us may be home late. Then I write out meals for the week. For breakfasts and lunches, we tend to stick to what we love for a week at a time. In a typical week, we may alternate between bagels and cream cheese or Greek yogurt and granola parfaits for breakfast and turkey sandwiches or cold pasta salad for lunch. Typically, I'll plan 4 evening meals, 1 leftover evening meal, 1 pizza party, a Friday night family tradition, and 1 dinner out. An average week looks like this. Monday, grilled chicken, baked sweet potatoes, and green beans. Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. Wednesday, leftovers. Thursday, spaghetti and salad. Friday, pizza party. Saturday, dinner out. Sunday, Coke roast with carrots and potatoes. I select our dinners from a list of tried and true recipes that are healthy, quick, and loved by my family. Every now and then I'll try something new, but I usually keep these dinners in rotation. 3 of my family's favorites are chicken noodle soup, oven-baked sandwiches, and pot roast. We also love recipes from the blogs and books Skinny Taste and 100 Days of Real Food. Once I've decided what we'll eat each day, I compile my grocery list. I keep an index card inside the front pocket of my simplified planner with a list of fresh staples I need to purchase every week. Bread, fruit, whole milk, cheese, a tub of cookie dough, oh yes, deli turkey, and so on. Once I've made a complete list, typically organized by fresh, the outer perimeter of the store, and dry, the aisles of the store, I make a quick trip to the grocery store. In a pinch, I order groceries from Shipt, my favorite grocery delivery app. This whole process takes a whopping 1 to 2 hours, depending on how crowded the grocery store is and how many kids I have in tow. But the planning saves me time during the week and makes dinner preparation a breeze. Each morning, I look in my planner to see what's for dinner and lay out whatever needs to be chopped or thawed. Dinner prep time, with 3 kiddos, is made easy thanks to an episode or two of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and by the time Dad's home from work, we're ready to eat. My mom plans meals a different way. Instead of creating a weekly plan, she sits down with a calendar and plans.